I mean, I guess we're talking about you and you're just sitting over here. If we put you on, are you up for the job? Do you want it?
If it's the board's desire that I continue, I would be willing to continue.
I would not describe that as a fully enthusiastic answer, but that was the question, and then a couple of minutes later, kind of the answer that Wes Moreno gave to the Board of County Commissioners last week during the Committee of the Whole meeting, where they don't officially make decisions, but where they decide some of the stuff that they are going to make decisions about coming up, like at today's meeting. And that was one of them, is to give up looking for anybody outside and instead hire Wes Moreno, who, according to Stephen Barry, has basically been in a 13-month job interview and he's satisfied. Of course, we talk to Wes all the time, and I make a point of emphasizing that he is the interim Escambia County Administrator, because he has previously always been pretty adamant about going back to his old job as soon as they find a full-time administrator. But now apparently that has all changed. Wes Moreno, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. How did it come about that you are now going to be, assuming they move forward with this, the regular administrator?
Well, you know, Andrew, it's been a little over a year, and I've been at this, working hard at it. And, you know, you build the team, and I have built the team. We've built a good team. I think we have a strong team of directors. And we've done some things throughout the year that have definitely turned the tide within the county. And, you know, as things moved on and things started changing, things we're getting better. It's, you know, you kind of take ownership of it, or I do anyway. I mean, when I took the role, I didn't step in and just hold the steering wheel. I stepped in and started going to work, and that's what I always do when I take on a role. And so I assumed ownership of the role, and I started moving forward. And, you know, somebody goes, hey, you know, you've been at this year. I didn't really think about it. I said, well, you know, you're right, I have been. And but you know, you take ownership, and so it's kind of hard just to let go of it after you've built the team and after things start moving forward. And so you know, when you first take on the role, you don't really know what it's all about. But as things move forward, I'm like, hey, I got this. I can do this. This is something that we can turn the tide. We can make the county better, and I feel like we have, in my opinion, anyway. Things like purchasing and engineering, you know, having Joy Blackman back, we got down sites, it's on the way, so we got Seven Hall in the budget office. You know, so there's been a lot of work going forward, and built relationships. I have a great working relationship with Chip Simmons and Michelle Salzman and some things. So it's been great moving forward. And so I'm like, you know, why not? We got this. Let's just keep the momentum going, and let's do this. So that's kind of how it came to be.
So the question, I'm kind of asking this as the news guy and kind of asking this as a friend. It has always been my perception that you were doing this sort of reluctantly, that, you know, well, somebody's got to do it. I'm the next best capable person. They want me to do it, and apparently I'm pretty good at it. Okay, fine. But I very much always got the sense that you were real happy that this wasn't going to be a permanent thing and you're going to move back to what you used to do before and roads and all that kind of stuff. I mean, do you really want the job, or are you like, well, somebody's got to do it, I'm probably the best candidate, I guess I will?
No, I'm happy to stay in the role.
Okay.
Like I said, I think we've accomplished quite a bit. And as time went on, I'm like, you know, I got this. Let's just do it.
Okay.
And so now I'm happy to be in the role. I'm extremely happy to be in the role.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, sometimes you don't find out you can do a thing until you do it, right?
The vote. So.
What's that? Yeah, we'll see how the vote goes in the discussion.
Hey,
we just got news yesterday. I know you've been involved in this conversation, but the Olive and Davis light is going to be rebuilt so that it stops failing and going to flashers every time we get an 18th of an inch of rain, right? That's good news, right?
That's great news, yeah. Sunday, they're going to rebuild the inside of the cabinet and all the stuff, and you know, we'll have deputies on site during the peak hours on Sunday. But yeah, we're going to rebuild it, because as you well know, it's been going into flash every time the wind blows.
Yeah, basically, which
the
is
wrong way. So it's
it'll be good to not have to text you about that, which I know you obviously love getting those texts. Another item that's on the agenda today, is the Fishing Bridge, the rebuild of that. I think, and I don't always know how to accurately describe things, what process we're in, but it looks like we're putting this out to contract. We're actually going to start the process of getting this thing rebuilt. Is that right?
We are. What's on the agenda today is an award for the design to Mott MacDonald. And, you know, we are in litigation with Skanska over the fishing bridge there. But, you know, who knows when that's going to, if it ever, if it ever wraps up. So we're going to move forward in our design, and it'll be a FEMA reimbursed project. And so we're going to take that on and start the design for the replacement of that fishing bridge. And we're going to rebuild it just like it is, in the same spot, same length, same everything. And it'll be a timely project, but yeah, we're going to get it started.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, you and I have talked about this many times since Sally about, and I mean, I remember even talking about it with Janice, like, you know, just what's exactly going to happen there. And the end landing is that because of the way FEMA works, we have to build it back the way that it was, and it'll be covered, mm-hmm. which is, you know, for the people who use that pier all the time or used to use that pier all the time, that is enormous good news. I wanted to ask you a question about this kind of project process that Commissioner Bragosch sent you down of, and Commissioner Barry, of trying to adopt an Impact 100 like process for vetting requests to solve the homelessness issue with the $4 million or so. Wes, this plan to kind of adopt a process for applications for subsidies, grants from the Scambia government for homeless projects. I love Impact 100. I think what they do is amazing, but it's a very, very, very labor-intensive process. Is the county in a position to do anything like this right now with the way personnel is?
Well, what we're doing right now is we're doing several things. There's been quite a few meetings this past week regarding this topic, and, you know, the board had wants us or kind of give us direction to put an application together, get it together so we can present it and let some of the facilities, the agencies, the providers submit the application for funding to do what they do. The thing is that this money comes with it's pretty strict, the stipulations that come with it, what it can be used for. So we're going through those criteria, and we're putting an application together. But we're also having some meetings statewide and internally to make sure that we're covering all of our bases to be able to utilize this money in the correct way, in the proper way, so that we don't have to pay it all back.
Right.
But it's going to be an iteration. It absolutely will be. And there's a lot of restrictions that come with this money. So it's not, you know, well, we do feeding or we do this or we do that. The criteria for that comes with the money is very limiting and very strict. So we got to make sure that whatever we do, whatever the application is, that we absolutely meet the criteria that's attached with it and the stipulations attached with it. So that's what we're doing right now. So we've been doing all week long. Liz Kissel with the administration has been running point on that, and Claire Long and her bunch has been involved as well. So you'll see quite a bit more coming out of that in the weeks to come.
When do we have a timeline for when we expect that homeless dashboard to launch?
So we had a meeting last week at the Sheriff's Department with some of the providers who have provided their information to be able to create them a login. And so they're working on that, and then we'll put it up live, I would say, within the next week, probably.
Oh, wow. Okay, so real soon. And then last thing, and I know this is a big topic, but West Florida announced that they're not going to take Baker Acts anymore, and we, of course, lost the mm-hmm. Lakeview facility last December. That basically means we got Baptist and whatever they can do right now. I know I've talked to the sheriff about this. They're concerned. We're going to talk to Representative Andrade coming up in about a half hour about this, but is this something that you guys are working on right now to figure out how to solve the problem of having too many Baker Act needs and not enough beds?
It is. It is a real problem. Not just Baker Act, but detox.
Yep,
a detox facility. You know, we don't have that right now either. But yeah, the Baker Act thing is a real deal. It's a real concern. I had a conversation with Dr. Josephs from Lakeview week before last, I think it was, because it is a concern. You know, there is a need there, and it seems like some of those facilities that provide that service to provide that need or fulfill that need are kind of slipping away. So yeah, I think it's a concern for the sheriff. I know Representative Andrade's been involved with it, and he's concerned about it. County's concerned about it. So we're all kind of coming together to see what the solutions would be, what solutions are available for us, and we're going to have to figure something out as we move forward, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it needs solving for sure, and especially with West Florida stepping away from this kind of suddenly with their, you know, 2-week notice, basically. It's a kind of a more of a sudden crisis than anybody had been anticipating. Wes Moreno, the currently interim but soon to be regular administrator for Escambia County. Wes, thanks as always for the time. Have a good meeting this morning, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.